It is quite definitely a Bundy Sunday, which means that, yes, I know. And a Sunday Bundy, we can see them. We can see them. They are definitely there. So what I want to do is just want to read to you from the Bible. we're going to start. We're going to have a mini series starting this week. For the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about creation, recreation, and new creation. So we're going to read Genesis 1 today. We're going to read John 1, Gospel of John, John 1, next week, recreation, and then we're going to read Revelation 21. We're going to think about the new creation. See what we did there. It's all about creation. So that was Ben. He thought about that. Right. So Genesis 1, we're going to read it together. So if you've got your Bibles with you, then let's open them together. We are going to read the Word of God for us today. And you should be able to, thank you, you should be able to follow along. If you don't have a Bible, you should be able to follow along behind me as well. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered into one place, and let it be called Scotland." No, that's not... No, that's not right. That's not. Let dry ground appear, and let that be called Scotland. And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and gathered water he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees in the land that bear fruit with seeds on it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seeds according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seeds in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning. That was the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the waters teem, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in numbers, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their own kind, living livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that moved along the ground according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed on it. They will be your food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creation that he had done. Amen. And may God add his blessing to this, his word for us today. I'm not going to show the video. I don't think we have time, unfortunately. I just have three very simple things that I want to say. First, God is the creator. We do not live in a wonderful place like the earth that we look at, and we look at the sky, and we look at the sea, and we look at the mountains, and we look at the stars, and for anybody to say this happened by accident makes no sense to me anyway. We are created beings. God created us. And what Genesis chapter 2 and Genesis chapter 3 teach us is this, that God created us for a purpose. You are not here on earth by accident. You were created by God for relationship with him. That's actually what Genesis 2 and Genesis 3 teaches us. So we are created by God for relationship. Second thing I want to say is this, that what God created was good. And I want to just spend a moment speaking about the doctrine of original goodness. Okay? I want to just talk about how good things were and how good God made things. That God saw all that there was, and it was wonderful, it was beautiful, it was a joy. That's what it was like originally. And we know that it was burst. We know that there were things that went wrong. We know that stuff has subsequently caused difficulty for us. But God originally created it good. And in the cross of Jesus Christ, he has given the power to restore creation. He has given the power to bring back what was intended to happen today. And so when we speak about calling heaven down to earth, what we're actually doing is we are speaking of words of recreation. We're talking about what's going to be talked about next week, so I'm not going to say any more. Recreation. We're talking about how God is calling us to bring heaven to earth, how God is calling us to see that which was from the beginning good restored to goodness. And the last thing I want to say is this, that God is, we are created in God's image, and God, as it says, is a creative being. And therefore, we are creative beings. And I want to read to you a blog, and this will be me finished, because the buns are there and the kids are desperate, and I can see them all wanting to eat them. So I shall be quick. I'll just read you this, and I think that this is actually really important for us. Why? Because I think this speaks about the nature of true creativity that we are called on to release today. Okay, and it's interesting. I've just realized there's quite a lot of creative people in church today, so I'm going to read this. This is very interesting. Okay, this is from Alan Scott from the Cosby Christian Fellowship in Northern Ireland. There you go, thank you. And this is entitled The Church of the Future Part 2. Yeah, don't know what the Church of the Future Part 1 was, but anyway. Moving Beyond Cultural Relevance. Okay. The Church of the Future will move on from seeking cultural relevance towards releasing culture. The Church of the Future will neither practice cultural avoidance or hunger for cultural relevance. She will no longer be intimidated or impressed by culture. Instead of harboring hostility towards the culture, she will be anchored to the conviction that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. As a result, the Church of the Future will recognize and reclaim the good in culture, learning to honor every expression of life. cultural avoidance will be seen for what it is, the design of the enemy to separate us from our inheritance. Similarly, cultural relevance will be considered far too low a goal. Churches in the future will know that we can't bring life to the city by avoiding the city or by becoming the city. In the future, expect the church to move from trying to be trendy to being authentically innovative. Expect her to live with resonance with the culture of heaven. Resonance with heaven is the eternal task and joy of the church. When this happens, we stop looking at the music church as a source of our inspiration. We cease reducing creativity to dance or flag waving, depending on our tradition. We instead practice bold creativity because we are unleashing something onto the earth that has never existed before. Creative resonance, doing what our Father is doing, releasing what he is releasing. God has not given us his Spirit so that we could be culturally relevant, but so that we could be the culture carriers who release captives. Our cities are not looking for an echo. They are listening for a sound. Our cities need us to be the church with a distinct sound and voice. As we respond to the divine sound, we release its frequency to the community. This will change the way that we engage with the arts, for example. We will no longer see our expression or contribution to the arts as simply to singing in our services or painting prophetically or at the front or starting, but rather we will start to understand our role as releasing writers, sculptors, poets, filmmakers into creative engagement that piques the curiosity within the wider culture. There will be a recognition that art fuels culture and that the city needs artists. In the future, the church will be at the heart of creativity in the city, bringing creative solutions to perennial problems. She will pulsate with innovative and generative ideas, bringing fresh life to the city as she resounds with wisdom. In the future, the church will move from its obsession with church renewal towards cultural renewal. The obsession with church renewal towards cultural renewal in the city at large, and surprisingly, and in the process, we'll discover the church being renewed. If you want to kind of go and look at it, it's Alan Scott, Cosby Christian Fellowship, and it's a blog that he did, which you're able to kind of have a look at. And I suppose all I want to say is amen. You know, if you want to be a creative being and made in the image of the creative God, then it's not just about imitation. It's not just about following the fad. It's actually about recognizing that God has placed within each one of you some sound, some picture, some idea, some concept which nobody else has ever heard before. And God longs for that life that comes from heaven to be released to our context and culture. Okay, we're obviously bored, so let's pray. That's enough. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you're the creator God. We just thank you for today. We thank you that today we've seen new stars for Shona, for Iris, for Sheena. We thank you for drawing Dave and Caroline into the family and what that will mean for them as a new start in this place. We thank you that actually at the beginning of the year, you call us to recognize just that whole thing of how you have drawn us as the creator God. You've created us to be in relationship, and we ask that you draw us deeper into relationship. We thank you, God, that you make all things good, and we can celebrate and rejoice in bringing heaven to earth. And we thank you, Lord, that you have released within us a creativity. And I pray now, Father, for a release of the creative within this fellowship and beyond in this year in ways that we could not even begin to ask or imagine. And even now, I just ask, Lord, There are folks who know that you're depositing within them these dreams, these sounds, these visions, these ideas, these pieces of art, this sculptor, this music, this innovative idea which is going to be transformative for our city. Thank you that we're not called to lag behind or to imitate, but instead, Lord God, you are calling us to be culture creators, creating the culture of heaven on earth. So, Lord, we receive from you that which you want to give to us, and we ask your blessing upon us now, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.